Hello, welcome back. My name is Brandon S. Johnson, and I am joined by Diane Moss. This is episode 2 of Project Good Food. We have a great podcast ahead of you today. We're actually doing a podcast on the road and in the field at Avery's Big Rock Ranch way out in Boulevard, California. Glad to have you here. Let's start, Ms. Moss. I'd love to hear about the ethos behind community wellness events and how they got started.
Well, in doing this work in food, one of the benefits is nutrition and wellness. So we have various kinds of activities that point us in that direction. But specifically for this initiative, there are people that come around our garden. Some come from places outside of our neighborhood. And they've relayed to us how they feel when they're there. But some are older folks, live by themselves. They've said to me that they experience isolation, and they come to the growers group, and some live in apartments with balconies. It's not big space, but because of the camaraderie and how they feel when they're here. And then I saw this initiative from the Previs Foundation that said it wanted to do something with wellness. It wanted to counter people being isolated, feeling by themselves, not having social time or social connections. And we wrote the grant. You know, we have a great grant writer, but it was just to connect with what we're already doing in our space. It also allowed us to expand beyond the growing spaces that we have and to go further in the community and figure out other places that are outside that we could have events that made us feel good. We have a whole network of partners, and we really drew on those partners for some of the spaces where we go. We kind of balanced the places that are within southeastern San Diego, but also places that are further out in the county. And it's been very beneficial. I've gone on several, and each time I just sit for a minute and just feel good about what we're able to bring and share with the people we work with and care about.
Beautiful. So you saw this need in the community and you saw the funds were available to it. I'd love to hear how you went from the idea of, okay, we really need to do this and now we have the money for it to, oh, let's actually get the information out to the community, choose the places we're going to go to. And how did that come about? And even the frequency that you wanted to do them.
So we really rely on volunteers. And in fact, a big part of our team are AmeriCorps folks that are volunteers. So that's how we meet. It's not how we meet Danny, but Danny came through that pathway. And so we thought, with all that's been given to us, we could give back. We could reward people for their time, as Izzy has said, reward people for what they bring to us by having more good times and having those good times together. So I think that's how it happened. We had a problem. We had a need. But we also, the other problem that we had or it helped us solve is, how do we recognize the folks that make us who we are? It's not just the residents here, but anybody that comes out and spends time with us in the office, helps us with office work, help us with garden work, help us with the mobile farmers market. So we have a list of people, and we just sent an invitation to the list. And that's how people started signing up for this activity.
So the footprint of Project New Village keeps growing. It was you, it was Tambuzi, and now we've got something growing with residents and even volunteers. And so the footprint and the work of Project New Village continues to grow. I love that. So could you tell me a little bit about where we are today, your history with Avery Big Rock Ranch, and why you decided to bring us all out here?
Well, I know when they came to pick up the tents and things, Terry said, wow, I haven't been in this space since we started. She was one in the first group that we have for growers. And Avery's been a part of the dream and what we've been doing here for a long time. He has two pieces of property, or his family has property here in the Good Food District. He's been a part of contributing to the mobile farmers market. He comes to the growers group. And so it was really a good way for us to go out and show mutual support in his space. I had been out there once before and loved it. He had these gatherings, if you will, on July 4th. So I was fortunate to go one year, Ami and I, and we knew we were going to come back and we had to bring all kinds of people. What we didn't bring that time, we didn't bring the dominoes. So this time we went out with all kind of games that we could play and sit and enjoy each other's company.
So let's get from behind the studio and actually get out to Big Rock Ranch and talk to some of our participants and volunteers who took part in this wellness journey.
Well, we're on a bus trip out to Big Rock Ranch to visit one of our neighbors' property. This is part of our wellness journey here at Project New Village. And these are all people that have a relationship with the work that we do in our Good Food District.
Today's wellness journey begins at the Mount Hope Community Garden in southeastern San Diego, as some of the wellness participants are gathering to take a charter bus to our event location. Today's wellness journey is traveling to Big Rock Ranch in Boulevard, California, about an hour east of San Diego.
You initially started coming on these wellness journey trips. What brought you to it? Like, what was compelling about it?
A lot of things, really. I think, obviously, just the wellness piece itself is a lot and enough, right? But also getting to mix it up a lot more with the different people that we're involved with. I'm part of the Growers Collective, so getting to see that group of folks as well, but out doing some wellness as opposed to just talking about the things that we grow, which is already beautiful. That's a piece of it. But also, I feel like every time I come to a wellness event, I meet some new people that I haven't actually mixed it up with before. I might have seen them around on a work day or something, but I might not have interacted. So it's a chance to meet some new people, and I can always use a little bit of wellness. You know, we work hard, and that little bit is very appealing to kind of recenter myself before the next week starts.
The bus arrives at Big Rock Ranch, a sprawling 46-acre ranch owned and operated by Avery Wynn. This ranch has been in his family for over 40 years. As guests make their way to the wellness gathering area, they're greeted by Project New Village program assistant Izzy Rosado and given the itinerary for the day's activities.
And then our DJ set by our resident Dan Diego over there. Thank you all.
Before introductions begin, participants gather to partake in a meditation circle. Meditative practices play an important role in our wellness journeys. Other journeys have featured sound baths, tai chi, breath work, and qigong.
Arrive at a space. It takes you about 10 minutes. Takes people about 10 minutes to arrive once they get somewhere. Because your brain, this wonderful brain that we have, is always planning something about, or ruminating about something about the past, planning something for the future, replaying something that you're trying to get right. and this wonderful imagination that we have is gorgeous, but it also causes a lot of stress in our bodies. My training is in Pilates and yoga, which are movement practices. But recently I've been doing mindfulness-based stress reduction. A mindfulness.
A little bit of the history is. Mr. Wynn takes attendees on a tour throughout the ranch. Up until last year, the ranch was mostly used for livestock. We're talking hogs, lambs, sheep, and cattle. Lots of cattle. But now, Big Rock Ranch is transitioning to growing hay and food. Really, chicken tractors are the only form of livestock now, and it's a mobile coop that it utilizes natural regenerative process to clear and fertilize the soil.
It took me probably like 10 years to grade everything out, and then the last 5 years I was a cattleman, and so I just gave up the cattle last year. But that's kind of the basic history of it. But since you guys have been on the bus for an hour, you might as well just take a walk, and I can show you guys around. So all my cows are here, all my pigs are there, and way back in the back were sheep and lambs. At the end, I had like 30 cows, about 100 and some pigs, and then I had 10 sheep, lambs, 20.
And now, as our participants are really starting to learn about the different aspects and the pieces that really make this ranch work, you can see that there's a sense of community that's happening. And this happens often when like-minded members get together. You can see that there's a lot more than just connection happening with nature out here. It's family.
So with these wellness journeys, what has been your big takeaway? You know, the biggest thing that I think of is connection. And that is connection both with just the earth, our environment, the land around us that we are stewards of, but also with community, with each other. It's a great place to just spend time together, ground ourselves, and, you know, feel like we all belong.
Mr. Nguyen is excited for the future of this place, starting educational opportunities for kids and adults that are really going to focus on generational knowledge, farming practices, cultivating the land, and raising cattle, that real agrarian lifestyle.
Well, I like to, like we always talk about gratitude. I want everybody to come here and feel gratified that all of us have a certain skill and that we need to start going outside of this and start working more with each other. And everybody has different niches. And we have a spot right here where we get together out of the city, you know, it's peaceful, and try to put some stuff together so we move forward and quit relying on the government and all this different stuff that's not really here to help us. So that's pretty much what, you know, I get out of here. Well, definitely growing food. Also wanted to work with the youth. So they, because, you know, the youth don't have a chance to do any of this. They don't see this because they're in the city. So teach them life skills and have them come out here and do some of the irrigation and some of the planting and some of the growing. Put your feet in the soil, hands in the soil, and understand it. And then also, you know, we have some people that are natives. They don't want to start getting back to the medicine. You know, instead of the pharmaceutical medicine, start working back to the earth and maybe live a little bit longer.
All right, Izzy, what are you serving?
Serving up black bean burgers, and we're also going to be having grilled tofu and veggie skewers, all plant-based.
Now, one thing you may or may not know is that a lot actually happens behind the scenes of these wellness journeys. There's a lot of moving parts, emails that need to be sent, schedules that need to be organized. And Izzy Rosado is just amazing at doing all of that. She's actually the woman who plans and coordinates these. Today, she gives some insight into her experience with the participants and in putting these trips together overall.
I think today went really well. People came out to a place where a lot of them, it was their first time. A lot of people said that they enjoyed the quiet and a little bit of solitude that they enjoyed out here. We got to have barbecue and have a communal meal, which I think is always wonderful, just to be able to share in community with each other.
And what's sort of the takeaway? What do you want people to leave this trip with?
So before we had this event, I sent out a survey, and a lot of people were saying that they felt a little stressed, a little overwhelmed, a little anxious about just life in general. So I would hope that the takeaway that people take from this event is just a little bit of ease, at least for those couple of hours, and then being able to bring that into their everyday life.
And do you feel like feedback-wise from the other wellness journeys, do you feel like that's typically how people are feeling?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think with the services and the different activities that we have, people leave feeling just a little bit lighter. And then I think with this one in particular, being able to support a community member who we've known and loved for so long, Avery and Terry, just gives another motive and appreciation for spending time with one another.
Clovis Honore. My relationship project to village
For some, these journeys represent more than just a communal getaway. They really offer that much needed break from the day-to-day stress of city life that I'm sure we all can relate to.
What compelled you on this wellness journey to be a part of it?
Because I wanted to get man, you're going to make me cry. Look, ma'am. The city is stressful. For instance, I'm on the commission on police practices. You have no idea the stuff I got to see, body-worn cameras of people getting shot. I just need to get off the grid, get away from it all. So you caught me in that spot, man. Yeah, I was like, let's get out, let's get away. No obligation, no responsibilities, no challenges, no issues, no stress, no strife. Just good people in a good space with clean air, and nature and God. And I'm like, I got to do that. So that's why I'm here.
That's wonderful. How's it been so far today?
Today? Oh, outstanding. Excellent. Marvelous. Wonderful. Yeah, just starting off with the meditation, which is something I try to do myself, but don't do often enough. Just the good people who are here because they know and appreciate and understand what this means and the value of it. Knowing that all the folks around us, and especially the place we're at, the folks are trying to move us back to a place where we have some kind of unity, unification, cooperation, coordination, and love for nature, for life, for health, for humans, for humanity, for the planet. It's just, yeah. That's why I broke down when you got started, because I'm like, so needed. So needed. So, yeah, this was good. This was absolutely worth it. Should happen every day.
And now, as our participants head back to San Diego on the bus, maybe a little bit tired, but hopefully refreshed, we're reminded that some of the best elements and parts that make up these wellness journeys can be brought back home with us. Because honestly, wellness isn't a destination. It really is a journey.
The wellness journeys are showing us how to take care of ourselves. And that's an activity, a good activity to do on a daily. So what I've taken away from them, I would hope other people take away. So a few of the wellness journeys had sound bowls, you know. Now daily, to relax myself, I have sound bowls playing in my house where I wouldn't have got that information if I hadn't gone to that wellness journey. So it's benefited my life so much because now I'm so much more relaxed and peaceful in my own space and making myself healthy, caring about myself. So I think that's what the wellness journeys do. They help you realize that you have to care about yourself.
Oh, that was wonderful. All right, now we're joined by our program assistant, Izzy Rosado, and our volunteer coordinator, Danny Kaffer. So before we get into really wellness and community wellness, tell me a little bit about what made you pick Big Rock Ranch to go out to.
So Avery and Terry have been with Project New Village for a number of years. Avery is a part of our Growers Collective group, and he sells macadamia nuts to us. So that's just one small part of the ways that he's been involved with Project New Village. And he is a very community-driven person, both of them. And so it just felt fitting to go out there, bring our volunteers, a lot of people who have known Avery for a while and have never seen the space. It was a really wonderful way for folks to get out there, enjoy some wellness activities, and be out in nature and not within the city center.
It was really important to support our neighbor at his place. You know, we have big dreams with the village that we're putting together, and he had a specific role in that village, and we were dreaming and planning together, us and the garden that we're going to go to next month up at Garden 31. So that's in North County. This was in East County. His dream changed. Circumstances made it such that he's not going to be able to play the role that we thought, and not to be secretive, he had cattle and he was going to be the butcher that we had it all planned. But then we are in a very interesting time that we're living in, and that is not going to be the case. He's going to stay with us and do some other things. So to be able to go see his place and how he's reframing his dream, it was important for us to be there and support our neighbor.
Lovely. I heard that he is doing a bang-up job of setting an example of what food sovereignty and a new way to do food systems looks like. Anything that stood out to you while you were there?
I would say a big part of his community-building efforts is within his programming. So at Big Rock Ranch, they like to bring out children and different community members to be able to learn about this lifestyle of living off of the land and growing food for yourselves and for your community. I think it was very beneficial for others to see.
Love it. So Danny here works with our volunteers. I'd love to hear a little bit about that process and working with volunteers and getting them in the land and the importance of community in that aspect.
Well, I'm lucky in the sense that people want to work with Project New Village because of the reputation that Project New Village has been able to maintain. So I feel like it's easy to want to get people involved, especially like when community, like that comes to mind. Like people really like the sense of community and helping each other and working together. I especially noticed that with like some of the, I guess, older people in the community, because they have a lot of talents and stuff that they've learned, especially like if they're retired, you know, they still seem to like want to share the stuff that they've learned. And I think that's awesome because, you know, you can really learn a lot from them. I know I can.
Lovely. So why is wellness even important to a community, especially the community that we serve and that we live in?
Well, I think wellness is important, especially in the community that we serve and live in, because one example is this. I only recently started thinking about like, where is my food coming from and things like that. And, you know, I used to only think, oh, well, where is my food coming from? Like in the next 20 minutes, like, where can I go get something to eat? Like right now, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't really think, oh, well, great. Yeah, this cheeseburger tastes wonderful. Like it's tasty, but how the heck did I get it? And, you know, why the heck is it tasting so good to me? Like, why is that? Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Am I making sense? I don't want to go too deep, but I think that is something to think about as far as wellness goes.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say historically in a community that's been disinvested and people haven't taken the time necessarily to come and see what we're about, there's a lot of things that you could just, I don't know, build on in terms of wellness here. There are a lot of folks that they take food and they make it taste good. All of that to me adds to wellness. When I hear Ian tell stories about the bugs that he encounters, just being in a space where he's growing food just puts a smile on your face. So wellness has a lot to do, I think, with our social relations. We talk a lot about social capital. And as Izzy said, we see a lot of smiling at the events that we have because I think people feel good. It's good to be outside. It's good to be around good people, eating good food. And I think those things have something to do with making us feel better or more of a wellness in our space.
Lovely. Okay, so wellness is feeling better. It's community. It's the food we eat. It's nature. It's getting outside, it seems like. And this is just one. We did Big Rock Ranch today, but it seems like there's been a lot of community wellness events since I've been here and maybe even before. I'd love to hear maybe about some of the wellness events we've done and the different ways we've tried to help people, both with their mental health and diet and introducing them to new things.
Yeah, so with personal wellness, I would say that a lot of our volunteers have expressed that their attention is drawn into many different directions. And so with these wellness events, what we're able to do is bring people. If advertisers, if companies are trying to always grab your attention, that must mean it's very valuable. And so with these wellness events, what we want to offer is a space for people to bring that attention into themselves and to share that within their community. So with past events that we've had visits to the Japanese Friendship Garden in Balboa Park, where we enjoyed a Qigong class. We've visited our own Mount Hope Community Garden, our own Uvas Wellness Garden, and we've had flower arrangement stations for people to pick flowers and arrange them in a way that they find beautiful. And once they brought it home, it was that extra reminder of a moment that they took just for themselves. Some other beautiful ones were going out to a local lake, so Choyas Lake Park, enjoying a sound bath, just having time for people to get out of their head and just be within the present moment.
Love it. I actually came out and brought my kids out to Make Farm, and we picked fresh produce and things from the garden and got to make ciabatta bread art out in the cast iron in the soil, and that was beautiful.
Yeah, a lot of different activities that we've had, and each one, it's always amazing to see what different activities people respond to, mm-hmm. And the takeaways that they have from each event.
So Project New Village primarily focuses food justice, food sovereignty. Tell me how we got into the space of wellness. What brings people out to these wellness events, and what do you think is the motivation for people to want to volunteer and spend their time out in nature?
Yeah, like we've said before, I think it's just the community cohesion and the social connections that you get from past events that we didn't call a wellness event per se, but within our community work days that we have every third Saturday at the Mount Hope Community Garden, everyone is welcome. It's just a space for people to be out in the garden, get their hands in the soil, or enjoy some art. And that was the first way that we started doing wellness activities. And then it branched out. And I think within San Diego, we're starting to see these opportunities that people can recognize that your wellness is very important. And so that's where these funding opportunities came out of.
Funding opportunities. And how we find them, Ms. Moss.
So I was going to say, this is a good time to give credit to the Conrad Previs Foundation. They funded this round of wellness activities. And kudos to them for even coming up with a way to be outside in nature. There was the nature one, and then there was another initiative that dealt with art. But all of them were bringing people together around feeling better. And it's a critical time to do that because we have some interesting politics taking place right now. This is 2025. So to be able to take some time and be, again, with good people and to have the philanthropic community say that this was a good thing, underwrite this kind of experience, it's all good.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, would you say these wellness events are proactive in that you are trying to eliminate something that you've seen in the community, or is it a need that you're trying to service? Did you hear from the community that this needs to happen? Or even were there just things that you've heard about people through conversations that we said we need to address that?
Yeah, within these times, some of our volunteers have expressed that they feel stressed, they feel overworked, burnt out, and that there's so many different things pulling them in different directions. And so after these events, even though they're only a couple of hours, people can still bring that mindfulness and that present awareness into the rest of their lives, even if just for a moment. And afterwards, it's that feel-good feeling that you can still take with you everywhere.
We've made a point to highlight alternative ways of feeling good. Everybody hasn't experienced a sound bowl. Everybody hasn't come and had some of the meditations that we've had collectively together. And even in the space, all the volunteers don't know one another. So it's a kind of unique situation to have people that perhaps live in a similar community, but come together for the specific purpose of feeling better together, right? There's no task, there's nothing you have to do, other than we do like you to fill out at least 3 questions before so that we can get some before and after take. I don't know, it's just been a very, very good experience so far. One of the other things we've been able to do is that we've got a lot of community partners. So in terms of picking field trips, we get to pick people we know is going to be a good place. We knew that Big Rock was the place to go, right? And I'm, again, proud that we'll go to Garden 31. We're going to go to Paradise Gardeners. Some of those are in the community. Some of them we have to arrange transportation, but everything was in San Diego County. But these are places that we know, and we're inviting people with us to come and share the experiences.
And it ties into the mission of the Good Food District. Would you say this is an extension of what you do in the Good Food District?
Yeah, because most of the places we go, again, they're partners. So we're going to go up to Garden 31, but they were the first ones who sold us watermelons. And Chris Burles is up there, but he lived and grew up right here. So we're going to go see him in his new space. But he grew up right here in the Good Food District.
I'll ask this last question. What do you see as the future of our wellness events, whether it be things we have planned or maybe we hope to do in the future, maybe things we want target or areas of mental health we haven't yet done anything about?
Yeah, I definitely want to continue these as a way for rewarding our volunteers. So it won't be as elaborate as the events that we are going to be having this year, but just having ways to show our appreciation as much as we can, because these volunteers put their time, they put their effort, they put countless days and time for us. So I think it's very important to show that back to them.
And I think that the volunteers really do appreciate us showing our appreciation as well, because like you just mentioned, like, they're volunteers, they're taking their time, they've all got stuff that they probably would rather have been doing, you know, that day, but they chose to help us out because we reached out to them. And I think that's really important to acknowledge that we appreciate their help.
I'd love to hear how some of the volunteers came to Project New Village. Have you heard any stories or anything interesting that was shared on how they found us and why they decided to do this work and volunteer their time?
Well, quite a few, you know, it seems to me quite a few have been volunteering or have known what Project New Village has been doing for a long time. I say quite a few, you know, I can't give you an exact number, but, you know, there are quite a few. But that said, there are still, you know, several that are brand new that they just have heard about the Mount Hope Community Garden, or they've walked by and they've seen it, and then, you know, they'll finally go to like a work day, and then they will learn about like these wellness events and stuff like that. So I think just having the community garden there is just really important, just its presence, just because, you know, it is, I think, in kind of a high traffic area and a lot of people see it, and then that's a good chance to tell people about what Project New Village does, having that garden there.
And many say that they learn about us through Instagram. So I'm going to give props to Jason sitting over here, not on the mic. Even one of the people that was there the other day, that's what she said, that she saw it on Instagram and it motivated her to come out and volunteer. And then she was on the trip with us.
Well, I will say this. I recently, I've been studying positive psychology, and I saw this documentary called Happy, and it broke down the scientific pieces of our lives that make us happy. And they said 50% is your DNA, what you're born with, but only 10% is that which we're told to focus on, our job, our social status, our money. They said, but the other 40% that makes us happy is community and the people we have in our lives and the people we spend time with. And so I really think that what you guys are doing is more than just wellness, is actually providing an opportunity for people to express their happiness and not be alone and to do things that they care about with people who care about those same things. So I think it's beautiful. Well, I just want to thank you, Izzy and Danny, for your time today. Any last words you'd like to share with our guests?
Well, I would like to give a quick thank you to our volunteers. We appreciate their time.
Yeah, I'd love to echo that. Much appreciation for our volunteers, along with our host sites for these Wellness Journey events and the community wellness facilitators that have helped make these events so special.
Love it. Well, we appreciate everything both of you do. And I just want to remind everyone that we have our Friendraiser coming up on October 21st. It is our Food Justice Soiree. You can visit our website for more information. And we hope to see you at our inaugural Good Food Day, October 10th, 2:30 to 4:30, here at the Encanto Village Promenade. We're looking to activate our new space. Come and shop at our mobile farmers market truck, as well as visit our mobile garden truck and start a garden in your own home. We'll see you soon.